Three,
two,
one,
zero!
Burp in a car.
Dr. John, what's going on? We're all here.
Yes, here.
All right. Welcome.
Welcome to Washington, D.C. You're at Ground
Zero!
Yeah. And we're all here.
What are we talking about this week, Dr. John?
Well, as you know, we're doing our usual news, views, and real-time reviews this week of...
We're interrupting the regular scheduled interruption to bring you the following late-breaking news regarding the introduction.
Thanks, Johnny Handsome. We're just here to tell you there's a slight change of itinerary today. We're going to be reviewing Commandos, European Air War, and Jane's World War II Fighter, so stay tuned.
Back to you, Johnny.
We now return you to your regular scheduled programming.
Real-time review.
Real-time review.
So stay tuned.
For the next edition of...
Round Zero! The Mission Pack.
I'm wandering around, geek-ass gear. Dr. John, what's going on here? Ripley's there.
He looks kind of scared.
The madness is on his tail, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ripper.
Submitted for your approval. We return to find our four players unwittingly brought together in a Russian field hospital, west of Moscow on a cold November night 1942. German panzer divisions close on their positions as they ponder their predicament. Food and medical supplies have all but been exhausted. However, these shivering souls are all about to receive a generous dose of humble pie, served up cold. From the Ground Zero Zone.
Zero.
Where is my morphine? Morphine!
Hey, I'm so sorry, bloke. Your friend the American chap seems to have bogarted the entire vial.
Hey, did somebody say morphine? I'll have a double.
You must be seeing double after Happy Needle, comrade. Why you do not leave some for poor Fenji?
Get out of here. There was only one bottle there. How's your eye doing, you limey? I didn't mean to rough you up.
No bother. I expect barbarians like you to behave as such. I hope you're satisfied, Mr. Barbarelli. I'm afraid Mr. Lejoc must now suffer for your impudence.
Watch it, Dan Limey. Who you calling impudent?
Morphine! Morphine, sacre bleu!
If somebody say cordon bleu, please stop. You're making me hungry, for Christ's sakes.
Hey, you're quite right.
No time for food! Vanish leg! Who has Frenchy's leg?
I'm so happy. I'm so happy. So happy.
Who has Frenchy's leg? Hey, baby! Vanish the leg!
Welcome.
Welcome to our real-time review
of Commandos.
Achtung! Commandos!
Vladimir!
Pushniki!
Frenchy! Vladdy!
Glad to meet you, comrade.
The Majesty's Colonel.
But,
The Fruitcake Doctor.
This is a game put out by Pyro Studios.
Pyro Studios,
and
it's a new one.
Distributed by Eidos Interactive. It's a real-time strategy game that pits Germans against the Allies.
Whoa,
in a
Hitler's already
battle
in it.
Of wits, spies, and... underhanded kind of commando stuff.
Wow, Ripper, what'd you just do right there?
I wounded their man. I was trying to take the guys guarding the truck.
You lost
there,
a man already?
What kind of guy was that?
I'm being
Ripper?
Aggressive for the show, Dr. John.
You get assigned like five or six guys to command.
And each one...
I think I've got
is
three.
Is able
yeah,
to do
madness.
Different... Has unique abilities.
Yeah. Well, that's right. You can have, like, a green beret, and you got a guy like called a sapper who works the explosives. You've got
an
underwater guy, the diver.
Yeah. I guess that was the driver that Ripper ran over by the truck. He got massacred. Although he took out two Jerrys. Ooh.
There's another Jerry.
So you got your pistol there. I'm ballista.
Ooh, I took a hit there. Which now another
that,
guard,
Ripper?
The other guard is gonna see the snow tracks and wonder what has happened. And
got him, Ripper.
Ripper. Now what are you gonna do?
I'm gonna take it up here, double click on the right button, and go get the raft.
All right. So
yeah, when you hover the icon over the raft, it changes the kind of icon. Looks like a little shift handle or something. That means you can jump in the boat and use it.
Instead of the raft, I'm gonna go to Frogman mode.
All right. Cool. He's got a little.
Because everyone knows the Ripper.
Oxygen tank there.
Sleeps with the fishes.
Good one.
Well, it's pretty good. I don't know. This game is interesting, but in many ways, for a real-time strategy game, it's kind of slow.
A little slow, Dr. John. But,
it's not quite as action-packed as something like Command & Conquer or Dark Reign or something else where it's pretty fast and furious, building and attacking and defending.
It almost has a turn-based quality to
well,
it.
Well, I mean,
no, I'm just...
Those guards
it's almost
dead.
Slow enough to be a turn-based
almost,
game.
Right, but still, it has the other real-time... you know,
this is where I have
even
my
the background sounds sort of hint at the lazy kind of pace of the game with the birds chirping.
Oh, he's running
and the
pretty fast there. What'd you do? Double click.
Double click on the left button, and he hurries right on up.
That's right.
I'm stand him up. I'm gonna try something new here, Archie.
So one of the strategies is to sneak up on these guys.
I'm gonna do the old double click.
Crawl along the ground or run really fast and stab him in the back.
Whoa! Good one. Quick draw, Ripper.
Ah, yes. And this man...
What does he have to do?
My man here. You see the climbing symbol there, RT?
All right, so you use the pick, the ice pick.
And we'll come down on this side.
What about...
Let's see.
Cool. What about
everybody's dead on this side.
Somewhere.
What do you think about these graphics, Dr. John? This is... it's not 3D, right?
No, it's not. It's called software rendering. It's basically, you know, the same kind of bitmapped graphics that you would get in something like Command & Conquer. It has slight 3D...
Yeah, it looks a little better than Command & Conquer,
effects, you know, slightly translucent water and, you know, it's again, it could be better. It looks pretty nice for what they've done, but it could have been better.
Tank.
I'm going to go get my raft now so I can... Yeah, I need to transport my men to the main island.
So he's got
to
get the raft.
All right.
Got to get the raft. I'm in my raft. And now I shall quickly, with a double click of the left mouse button.
Oh, wow. Coming, sir.
Come and pick my comrade up.
Which one is that? Is that... who was that? That's not Vladimir.
No,
I
that's
think
not
that's
Vladdy.
Charles Montgomery. Of Her Majesty Royal Medic Corps.
Oh.
No, unfortunately, my Montgomery Medic Man has been shot. However, we must persevere.
And continue on with the mission.
Now so you loaded up your... how many guys can you fit in that raft, Ripper?
I can fit all three.
Really?
Now I'm going to have to move these guys quickly. And for the sake of the show... Try something extremely...
Extravagant?
Controversial?
Daring?
Wish I could do that! Crazy?
There's lots
Are you
of
nuts?
There's lots of things. Let's try, let's see.
Yes, sir.
That's my driver.
You got a skeleton up there, Ripper. I guess
that's my medic.
We lost him early on.
No. All right, we're no more try. Brown bottles.
We're going to try yes, coming no up here real bottles. Quick.
Where's Vladimir Pushnik?
Right over. I'm going to try coming up here real quick.
Coming, sir.
And he's gonna sneak up on these Germans over here, these stinking rotten krauts.
Yes.
So you can shoot the barrels too, can't you, Dr. John? You gotta do yourself a favor and look at the help text they got. They have a whole
Victoria. It's a pretty steep learning curve, like all real-time strategy games that you haven't played before, because you gotta learn the strengths and weaknesses of each different
unique distinctions.
You know, and you gotta learn how to group them in ways that they sort of accentuate each other's capabilities.
Exactly, Dr. John. But they do a pretty good job of laying that out for you to understand.
Yeah, you gotta go through the tutorials and read the help files and stuff, cause it's all in there. There's a lot of info.
A thousand pieces.
Yeah, it's a jigsaw as it is, and you'll be ill-equipped without
that
bit of information.
Get him, Ripper.
Alright, Ripper.
I want to see the attack.
Oh.
I want to see the assault.
Oh, I thought they came down past the building. Which way are they going?
No.
Shoot a barrel, Ripper. Get the Marine to pick up a barrel and put it next to him so next time they come by, you can shoot the barrel. It'll explode.
Oh, you don't say
that. Right, Dr. John?
Is that how you're supposed to do it?
I've got the 50 caliber man right there. Maybe.
You can use him.
Maybe.
Go shoot the guy and take over the,
I'm going to double
clip. Machine gun nest.
Exactly. Let's give that a go, eh?
That's a pretty lethal weapon.
Do it right about.
There you go. Shoot him in the head. Oh, God. He was so... Swiss cheese,
well,
man.
But
now, have the other guy run up and take over the machine gun nest.
Right.
Quick. Mm-hmm.
How does he do that, Dr. John?
Oh, I don't know. It looks like he may not be able to.
Double-click
it. It's over.
Oh, no.
It's over.
Oh, he was peppered and powdered.
Yeah. It's over. Well, it's over, Johnny.
How do you guys rate this game? I give this a 4 out of 5 smiley faces.
Well, I like it, Dr. John, just because I like the concept and what they're doing. It's very cleverly done.
Oh, it is.
It's not cheesy in any way.
I see many hours of enjoyment there.
But so I give it a 4, too, Dr. John, but still, it's still a little slow.
It's a little
slow
bit slow, a little bit tedious, a little bit hard
to
learn.
Those of you in the jet set.
You have to use the hotkeys because you can't switch weapons fast enough if you don't use the hotkeys on the keyboard.
Oh, that can be that can be frustrating.
Be
that
must.
Can be frustrating.
I will be a regular Doc Holliday once I learn the keyboard, Dr. John.
So, I'll be your Huckleberry.
Anyway, we give this basically about an 80% rating. It's definitely a must for people who like more stealthy, real-time strategy games. It's got multiplayer support, which looks pretty darn good.
Which, don't forget, we've yet to try out, though, Dr. John.
That's right. We're going to try that out, and we'll let you know.
That's right.
So thanks for tuning in to our real-time review of Commandos. And now we return you to our Saturday matinee feature, Foxhole Fever, starring Vinnie Barbarelli and Vladimir Pushnicki.
I'm so happy.
Comrade! Comrade, snap out of it, comrade!
I'm happy.
There
I'm
is happy. Frenchie's leg. Doctor in his leg now.
Bravo. Hang on, you little red rusky. Too lazy for today. I got the damn leg right here. Sheesh. Fellow can't even make time out with the Andrews sisters around here. I was having a dream. I thought I was in the Waldorf Astoria. Where the hell am I? The Big Boom.
Hey, my. We seem to have lost our American friend. But with this frigid weather, this leg seems to be in tip-top shape. Rather small leg, don't you think? Now, if we can just find a Russian surgeon around here to stitch it back on for dear old Frenchie.
Ah! I know for the best doctor for operation. Dr. Kavorkian.
Sacre bleu! Morphine! I'm with Frenchie. No more feeling, morphine. I want to refill myself.
Colonials and Bolsheviks. We're surrounded by colonials and Bolsheviks. Say, Jacques, couldn't you really go for a spot of tea?
Mon ami, never mind, let thee bring me morphine.
Mr. Mente, please do me stop complaining. I would like you to meet Dr. Kavorkian.
Fabulous to meet you, chap. All right, comrade, do you think you could stitch the old gun back on for Frenchie?
He most famous hoof and mouth surgeon in my country.
Da, da, da. Would you like some vodka, comrade?
Hey, Vinny! Please to stop dancing with leg and bring here. Dr. Kavorkian needs leg immediately.
Oh, but she's leaving.
You need amputation? I get axe. You hold my vodka. Which limb you want gone?
Niet, niet, comrade. We need to put the leg back on the little French.
Niet, wet.
Back on, you see.
Niet, wet.
We usually cut off. I get axe, no?
Mon Dieu, forget the leg. Bring me morphine!
No! No cut off! Kavorkian, you sew back on!
Abizyana, cut, saw, cut, saw! I am getting sick! Must go lie down now!
No! You saw! No go!
Da, da, da! If you put it that way, then we saw, we saw!
Hey! Get him out! Take that! Hey! Baba ready! You better!
There you go, Doctor. I finally managed to get the poor Frenchman's severed leg away from that American barbarian.
Very nice leg. We stitch up good. Who needs leg?
Lend me a hand here, Comrade Vladdy. You help me get the poor Frenchy up on the table, will you?
Glad to help you.
Ah! Perhaps good Dr. Kevorkian will stop drinking long enough to let little Frenchman with big pain a snort of vodka.
Duh, of course. But, hey, you save some for me, eh, little Frenchman?
Morphine! Why not you give me my morphine?
Sorry, old chap. Like I said, your friend Vinny seems to have used it all up.
Hey, it's better than a poke in the eye with a sharp stick there, you limey bastard.
Ah! Now that I can do! That was my specialty in torture school, back in good old days.
yeah, hey, you primitive. You Ruskies, they always poking around the wrong places.
Toss! There is no time for them anything. We hold the leg on. We go quick before the big boom.
Bloody good idea, old bean.
Well, let me see. Knit man?
Nah, knit two? Wet. Knit wet.
Or was it pearl bone knit two? Comrade Frenchman, give me back that vodka.
What are you, my brother?
Kick-Ass Gear presents the Real-Time Review.
Review.
For you.
European Air War by...
MicroPros.
All right, Dr. John, we're going to do a couple of fight sims today. World War II.
Let's play this puppy.
We're taking to the skies over Europe during European the most dangerous Air War. Days of World War II. Rick Marino's going to be piloting 20 authentic fighter aircraft from Great Britain, Germany, and the United States.
Actually, I'm just going to pick one. It's going to be the Falk Wolf 190 AD. Just got the demo, guys.
Whew. So RT Madness is flying a Falk Wolf 190, and he's in the middle of a large formation, tight right. formation of tight B-17 formation. Flying fortresses.
That's right, and I've got what, four?
Yeah, there's a hit.
20mm cannons, Dr. John.
Take out four well, you got a bunch of go stuff down. In there. You got six forward weapons, including two, I believe, 20mm cannons.
Ooh,
and he's flaming them.
He just got hit.
Flaming them.
Oh yeah!
He is in the fourth.
All right, look at this. I'm gonna try to split this guy's wing.
Take that wing off.
Two engines on fire.
Oh, yes! Split the wing right in half, and you see parachutes bailing out after a kill. Oh no!
Oh, he rammed one.
Oh, I ran into
the wreckage is falling to earth.
Oh my gosh!
That's actually pretty cool, guys.
Wow.
Well, what do you think about that demo?
That was pretty damn realistic, if you ask me.
That's a pretty cool demo. MicroPros is known for pretty nice simulations, and this is a pretty darn good one. Yeah. Large formations with up to 200. I don't even remember. How many planes did they say they could have in on?
12?
There was
20.
256 planes.
256
planes
in the air simultaneously.
Holy smoke.
Some missions actually include up to that many.
So,
you know, they include the different missions. You can fighter sweeps, bomb targets, escort, flight, intercept, you know, interdiction, campaigns.
And you have your choice whether or not you want to pilot one aircraft or 20 and simultaneously.
And now, awesome. Now the graphics are not quite as good as in the next demo we're reviewing, which is Jane's World War II Fighters, but they're good enough. They're plenty good enough to have lots and lots of fun. And it looks like this is a pretty darn good simulation of World War II fighter combat.
Yeah, plus you get multiplayer options with the real version, which we don't have yet.
It'll be great.
But
anxiously awaiting.
It's a little more difficult. It's
it
not
takes
an
some
easy
practice,
game.
That's
some
for
practice.
Sure. But if you're a, flight
pilot,
sim, you know,
help.
If you're a flight sim buff, this is probably a great game to try.
But I got to admit, Dr. John, it's a lot easier for me to be the German and go after the big bombers than it is to be, you know, the American and try to take out the fighters. I'm not that good yet.
So overall, I rate European Air War by MicroPros with a 4.5 out of 5 smiley faces. The graphics could have been a tiny bit better, but other than that, the gameplay seems very authentic, the flight model seems very good, and they just pack the sky with all those planes, which is something that's pretty tough to do and keep frame rates high. So I give this a thumbs up and say, if you like this kind of World War II combat flight sim, you're going to love this game.
Pick up! Wake up, little Frenchman. Can you speak?
Jeanette!
Wake up.
My Jeanette.
you are back in hospital, little Frenchman.
Jeanette, is that you? Kiss me, Jeanette.
Please do let go of that, Mr. Frenchman, or I cut your hand off right away.
Hey, Frenchie, that's no salami there. And tell me, how do I meet this Jeanette?
False! This is hospital. No time for fighting. Frenchie must stand up and use leg. Help Frenchie up.
Mon ami, merci beaucoup. Le leg feels much better now. Help me up.
Please be careful there, chap. We don't want to strain yourself now, do we?
Ah, Frenchie's doing just fine. Look at him. He's got a leg up there. Hey, wait. Looks like he's got a leg down.
Oh, huh? My.
Frenchie, are you listening to Port? You look like the Leaning Tower of Pizza.
It's a problem, isn't it?
Oh, jeez, am I hungry again.
Sacre bleu!
Sit down, Jacques.
One leg is less short than the other. What will Jeanette say?
I'm sorry, I don't know what Jeanette says, but, I guess I thought it was the leg of lamb and maybe took a bite too many there.
Huh? Mon Dieu!
Vinny.
Yeah, what can I tell you, folks? You know what they say, Cacherie, Cachera.
The morphine.
Mon chéri, le mot. He showed her then the day before. Frenchie.
Sacre bleu.
Oh, jeez, am I hungry again.
Welcome to Kick-Ass Gear Presents.
Presents.
Real Time Review.
Review.
Tonight we're going to be reviewing the skies above World War II Europe with Jane's World War II Fighters by Jane's.
Of course! So, how you guys doing? I'm Dr. John and I'm here with RT Madness and...
Johnny Handsome.
Johnny, right. How you doing? Welcome aboard!
Where's the Ripper?
The Ripper? He had to take off early. It's the Ripper's birthday!
Well, Dr. John, I'm flying the Messerschmitt here.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
RT Madness is going to be flying the 7 best fighters of the war.
Well, actually...
The most graphically intense flight simulation developed to date.
Intense. Here it is.
He's at the moment... Actually, I believe you're in the P-47 Thunderbolt there, RT, because that's English right there.
Where he's going for a ground target.
So he selected noted some ground targets
red
there. It looks
square.
Like a tiger.
He's coming
tank.
Right in. He's coming right in.
Oh, he's strafing him. Look at that. Woo! That is awesome.
Pull up.
About to kill that guy, eh?
Oh, gosh.
But wait, you've got that, like...
Visual tracking on.
So,
which can throw you off.
That can drive you crazy.
You've got several options. You can see the cockpit or not
basically,
see the
cockpit. Basically, I'd say he crashed. Pretty good there.
And he lost control.
Well, basically, it looks to me like almost like you're flying in Quake 2 in a World War II plane. The graphics are awesome. There's dynamic lighting.
We're going one-on-one here, Dr. John.
Ooh,
check it out.
Ooh.
Oh, that was
you
nice.
You tore him to shreds.
Look at that. His wing.
His wing is shredded. And as a matter of fact, it's great. You're in a virtual cockpit. And you can rotate left
fight.
Your view up, down, left, right, and
he's
you can look
German
to the side and
Messerschmitt
see
the on his butt. And
see,
you can
see the
that
holes
on
that have been
the
ripped in your
side,
wing.
Lower right hand.
Oh, got him. He's fast.
RT's decided to go with the cockpit view.
Well, that is more realistic.
Oh, the
Johnny
cockpit
hands. Whoa, did you see that?
Man, you tore
his
wing off
completely
and he burst
off.
Into flames.
And
so
this is a lot harder.
So he can see his cockpit and the propeller blade spinning while he's flying the plane.
That's right. And when planes explode, realistic portions of the plane break off and fall away with realistic physics, and they smoke. The smoke and flak fire is awesome.
Oh,
and look at that!
And once you get hit, you can actually see your own plane falling to the ground.
And being
and your windshield shattered by incoming fire.
You have no control over flight.
It is really realistic. It's
scary. Extremely realistic.
Whoa, he's touching me.
And of course, depressing.
What I don't like is, Dr. John, when you select the next,
how'd you like to watch yourself
enemy,
die?
It doesn't necessarily pick the closest one.
Well, I'm sure that in the full game they're going to have a lot more options, including multiplayer and everything else.
Because these guys are tough.
Well, we're going to review the game when it comes out in the full version. So
I'll tell you,
rather
at this
than
point, guys, the only weakness I can see is that you can't outmaneuver your enemy fast enough.
Well, it depends on which plane you're in. If you're in the Focke-Wulf 190 against the P-47, it's a lot easier to get in on his tail because it has a tighter turning
should
range.
Be able to do
well,
a look-to-look.
Well, look, Dr. John, I'm taking this guy out. I took him. I smoked him.
You sure did.
All nice right. Shot there, RT.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. I'm off to the next enemy. I have to make sure he's not on my tail.
So this is a must-see demo, folks. If you get... can download this thing or get the PC Gamer CD or something. Try this one out. You're going to love it.
Once
and
again,
also, it's like a museum, Dr. John. It's like a World War II museum, the authenticity of
extremely
it.
Extremely accurate flight model and extremely accurate.
Oh, here we go. One on one. Whoa. He got by me. Damn.
Better pull up quick there, RT.
Well, I'm gonna actually bang
him. Right now he's heading for the trees.
No, I'm coming after him. Don't end the show yet. I got him, guys. Okay. I got him!
Control, level.
Oh, no!
See that? He overshot him.
Right on. Ripper was starting to bore me a little bit, you know?
Yeah, it's the Ripper's birthday.
He had to go. It's his birthday.
Happy birthday to the Ripper. Whoa! I got him! Took him out. Whoa! Pull up!
Oh, and down he goes. I think that's a good place to end.
This is the end. Johnny Hanson.
Once again, we'd like to thank the World War II Fighters by Janes.
I'm done here. Now.
I want to thank you all for joining us again here at Ground Zero. Tune in again next time for more news, views, and real-time reviews. Upcoming real-time reviews include the new demos of Shogo and Recoil. So, stay tuned for the next edition of Ground Zero. Thanks for joining us. See you then. Yeah, 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh, Baptism of Fire, Norway, February. 1941. Since the retreat from Norfolk in June last year, Norway has remained under German occupation. The Luftwaffe
has established important.
Yes, Dr. John.
Mein Leben.
All right.
Rather a small leg, don't you think?
Defend the skies of southern England from waves of German bombers, final heading Messerschmitts, while escorting B-57s deep into the heart of the Third Reich.
I don't work with noises like that.